You know, as I want to thank Thomas for being the brave one and leading these songs, that new song. You know, something that we want to start doing on Sunday nights is we want to start introducing newer songs, songs that were written or published maybe within this century, and we want to we want to slowly introduce that to us so that we can start incorporating those into Sunday mornings, and so that we can. And they're beautiful songs, as you just sang. They have amazing words. They're beautifully written, and so we want to slowly start doing that. So for the next forever Sunday nights, we're gonna be doing that. And so some of them you may know, some of them you may know better than others, and some other ones we just may have to butcher until we get it right. But that's the amazing thing about worshiping God. He wants to listen to our hearts. And so sometimes we need to have a good butchering of songs just to remind ourselves what it is God is listening to. And so I thought, you know, since there's, you know, we've been talking about leadership and choosing new leaders, and we've been talking about introducing new songs. And so I thought a really appropriate topic for tonight is going to be submission. And so we're going to be talking about submission because it's something that I struggle with. And I think we as Americans struggle with submission. I mean, that's what we're known for around the world, is not doing what we're told. I mean, that's what started this country, is by not submitting, right? And it's something that has continued through the ages. I mean, it's where our culture is right now, not doing what we're told. It's like we're professionals at doing that. I remember when I was around 10, this is to tell you just kind of my view of submission or my lack of submission growing up. And this should really make you feel sorry for my mother. If you ever see her, give her a hug. We used to live in a house and had a pool in the backyard. And I was completely reckless around this pool. I would run around this pool. And on the other side of our backyard, we had this enormous built-in barbecue, right? And it was built back in the 70s, and since then it had completely rusted out. It is a parent's worst nightmare. I could never imagine my kids letting them play anywhere near this barbecue. It was just sharp edges. I mean, just somebody's going to get cut and get tetanus and die from this barbecue. And so my mother would come out and tell me, like, I don't want you messing with that barbecue. I don't want you playing anywhere near that barbecue. And like every good son, we're like, yeah, okay, now I want to play on that barbecue. I didn't even know it existed until she told me not to do it, right? I mean, that's just obvious. I am a boy. And so I run dangerously around this pool, and I see this barbecue. And my mom comes out to the sliding glass door, and she just looks at me, and I know what's happening. It's a showdown. And my kids are doing this to me right now. They'll look at you, and you tell, and they know you're not supposed to do something. And for Abigail, it's not supposed to hit her sister, and she'll just walk up behind her sister slowly and just look at me, as I did my mother. I just looked at her, and she just shakes her head like this. And I knew I'm going to do it. I have to do this. I have to touch this barbecue. And so I get closer to this barbecue, and my mother opens the sliding glass door. I'm like, ooh, this is a race now. This is starting to turn fun. So I start getting closer to this barbecue and closer to this barbecue and closer. And pretty soon, I'm on top of this barbecue thinking I have won the fight with my mother. And I remember turning around, and my mom is right there. I woke up the next day. I don't remember much. But it seems like any time we talk about family, any time we talk about the church body in general, it seems that conflict and submission go hand in hand. You know, I remember people were talking about Eddie's class. Eddie has been talking about the body of Christ and what that kind of looks like. And it seems that every time we discuss the body of Christ, conflict arises. And in turn, we question submission. And we ask ourselves, who do we submit to? How much submission should we make? Who should we listen to? Who is allowed to tell us what to do? And so I want to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. Because we cannot understate the importance of submission in human relationships. And what's funny about submission is that it only happens in times of conflict. I guess I should find Ephesians. Ooh, thank you. No, I got it. And we're going to start in verse 15, and we're going to read on down through 21. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so far, I love it. So far, I love what Paul has had to say. You know, he's describing this relationship that we're supposed to have with each other. And he's discussing and he's trying to make us draw a connection between how we connect with one another and how we connect with God. That he ties in all of this. That when he talks about singing and making melody, this is how we are supposed to address one another. That this is how we're supposed to talk to one another. That we are supposed to sing and make melody to one another. That we are supposed to love each other. And even mentions, don't get drunk. That is debauchery. That is not what the body of Christ is supposed to be about, because we are supposed to represent Christ on this earth, and we cannot do a very good job if we are drunk all the time and we completely lose our self-control. So far, I love what he has had to say, and I agree with what he has had to say. But yet, verse 21. 21 is where I have the problem. Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. That I don't like. There's something about it that just gets me. I understand why not to get drunk. I understand that why we should love one another, why we should speak to one another lovingly. But when he starts talking about submitting to one another, what if I don't like you? What if you don't like me? That's even scarier, right? As a minister, that's like your number two fear. Other people not liking you. And yet, I have to submit to you, and even worse, you have to submit to me? See, that's why I get the rest of this chapter. That's why I get everything that he has said up until this point. When he starts talking about, yes, we need to love each other. Yes, we need to sing to one another. But, all right, submit to one another. That's where I have the problem. You see, we have to be intentional with each other. Intentional with our words, actions, and discipline. How many of you have been hurt by someone's misguided words? How many of you have been hurt or know somebody who won't go to church because of somebody's misguided words? When we look at how we are to treat one another, God looks at this relationship and says that it requires us to be intentional, meaning that we have to be purposeful in how we discuss and how we submit to one another. That has to be some sort of structure, that church is not by accident. And all of these requirements include one thing that I seem to lack: self-control. Self-control. That it requires self-control to not get drunk. It requires self-control to talk to people that you may not get along with, to sing to them, to sing with them, to worship God alongside them. And it requires self-control to submit. How easy is it for you to submit to somebody you love? Even that question, some of us have to say, well, it's still difficult. I submit to Natalie, so, but that's still a difficult decision that I have to make. And I love Natalie. Submit to someone you don't like. Submit to somebody that you may not agree with. Self-control. See, all of these get harder when you are in conflict with members of your family, especially submission, because submission only happens when you think you're right. It only happens when you think that you have done everything right, and especially in a church relationship where I feel like submission is really strained. Because when we get people with two different opinions in the same room, and submission is supposed to occur there, and yet it doesn't. It doesn't. When you add in conflict to this mess, submission becomes all the harder. See, we have a problem enforcing our opinions and traditions on others, expecting them to do all of the submitting. in all ages have a problem with this. The younger want the older to submit. We want newer songs. We want a different worship style. We want different this, different that, different paint on the walls. We want different. We want change. And the older want what they want. All ages have problems with submission. All ages want something. All ages want that other group to submit to them because we think we're right. That's why I love when he adds, it doesn't just stop at submitting to one another, because that would almost be an issue if I said, just submit to one another, because that would be a hard incentive to submit to Eddie, right? If I was just told, you need to submit to Eddie, well, Eddie's Eddie. I'm still getting to know Eddie. That's still a problem. But look at how he finishes this out. Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. I love how Paul inserts Christ between us. That he is the cartilage. He is what helps us connect. He is the reason why submission needs to happen. That it isn't just to submit to one another because we're told to, but we are supposed to submit to one another in times of conflict, in times of disagreement, out of reverence for Christ. See, when we look at Christ and then we look at our brother, that should change how we see the people next to us. When we look at Christ and all the things that Christ has done for us, that should change how we treat each other. And submission becomes easier because Christ is our example for what that looks like. Turn over to Philippians chapter 2. Chapter 2, verses 1. Christ is our reason, he is our source, and he is our example for what submission is supposed to look like. So we're going to start in verse 1. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, and comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only on his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. And I love how he freely gives us this mindset of humility, of a better platform in which to submit. That we are supposed to look at each other and see their interests as more important than your own. And when you already begin this process of putting others above yourself, submission happens easy. It is easy to submit on that platform. But he keeps going. Verse 6. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, in every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. Jesus submitted to people that did not deserve it. Jesus submitted to people who were in need. Jesus submitted to crowds that were all around him, that were begging him for his time. As he was trying to find some solitude in his life, Jesus was submitting to the sick, to the dying. He submitted to the point of death on a cross. Submission is not comfortable. It may cost you dearly, and it is required of all Christ's followers. We cannot talk our way out of it. By refusing, we cause more harm to the body. And it is that simple. When we refuse to submit, when we refuse to humble ourselves and count others, and maybe it's that brother who you disagree with or that sister who may have said something insulting to you. When you submit to that person, you are in touch with what Christ has done to you. That Christ has submitted to the point of dying for you. He is our example. He is our reason. So I would say I was challenged with how to end this because I always love, I want to leave with some sort of challenge, with some sort of, you know, I want you guys to do something, but asking or challenging you to submit is like challenging you to gain patience. That means you're going to have to be in conflict, and that I don't wish that on anybody, but it is something that our congregation, as we all individually, need desperately, especially when we start going into conversations of leaders and we start picking elders and we start installing shepherds, people that who in turn will have that fearful right, that fearful ability to guide us, to direct us. So when we start continuing that, when we start continuing this path of picking out and choosing, and we as a congregation choose among us shepherds, submission will be our best friend. And so if you have any needs tonight, let us come forward as we stand and sing. 577.